Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly without Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. So last Friday, we did a show on the divisiveness in America and where everything was all heading. And we're going to kind of continue with that same theme today, except I'm going to change it around just a little bit. I mean, you can still talk about division. That's all good and fine. That's all cool in the gang. Had a number of people say how much they enjoyed Friday's show. But it was kind of different this weekend because everywhere I went, and I was at a lot of different places over the weekend, I was not behind closed doors like the county executive with a Channel 2 reporter. I was out there, and the number of people who came up to me who said, I'm going to summarize their biggest complaint, their biggest concern. It is, what is going on in America? What is going on in this country right now? Many of you cannot make heads or tails out of it because things seem, my analysis, things seem so back-asswards. I don't know any other way to put it. You've got, for example, over the weekend, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars was in the news quite a bit because he, over the weekend, kind of got into it with a Channel 2 reporter, and I didn't really understand from where the county executive was coming. We'll have the audio of that interview from WGRZ-TV coming up in the county executive's interview with Dave McKinley from Channel 2. But the county executive was, he was standoffish, he was arrogant, and he was combative. And it wasn't like he was combative over anything that made a lot of sense. This is a guy who came out allegedly against giving driver's licenses to illegals. We have the story at WBEN.com. It was up last week. Anybody who wants to can check this out. Mark Polenkars said that he was against giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses because the county, it raised more problems for Erie County than it was possibly worth. And he basically sided with Mickey Kearns. The county legal department has been advised to help the county clerk with the lawsuit against this particular New York state law. But at the same time, Mark Polenkars didn't want to answer questions as to what took him so long to reach the conclusion that he reached. And I think it is entirely fair for a reporter to ask, and in this case, Dave McKinley from Channel 2 did exactly that, ask the county executive, were political concerns somehow behind him waiting before he issued a statement on driver's licenses to illegals? And yet the county executive, he made it seem to Dave McKinley like nobody in Erie County except Channel 2, Dave McKinley, and three Republican trolls with a whole bunch of different Twitter names each are the only people in Erie County that are concerned about this whole issue. Well, he himself said he does not want illegals to get driver's licenses in Erie County. And given the county executive's track record, I think it is entirely fair to ask if there were political concerns that went into issuing that particular tweet through his press secretary, as Mark Polenkars did vis-a-vis not supporting driver's licenses for illegals. But it was interesting because it was almost like, but wait a minute, I really do support the illegals, because on Friday night, the Erie County executive put out a tweet, and it said this: this Sunday, ICE is planning raids on immigrant communities. First of all, is that really a fair statement? ICE is planning raids on immigrant communities across our nation. Buffalo is a welcoming community to immigrants, so we may be a target. If you need help, please call the New York State New Americans Hotline. Then he gives out the phone number and gives advice, bilingual advice. Do not open the doors. Remain silent. Do not sign. Report the raid. Fight back. These raids are for people who have already been adjudicated, and they did not come back for additional court dates, as I understand it. It's not like, first of all, this idea of immigrant communities. I am not buying that for 1 minute. nowhere in the county executive's tweet does the expression illegal come into it. There is, I think, most, and this is one of the huge frustrations that many of you have expressed to me out there in the real world, getting away from the radio land, and that is this absolute confusion, intentional confusion, and intentional misleading of the American people that somehow immigrants equals illegal immigrants, and that we should be a welcoming community to people who broke the law to get into and stay in the United States of America. And I will tell you, I don't know if you're a politician or what, but the overwhelming majority of people out there just don't get it. And they're not on board with this confusion between immigrant and illegal immigrant. They see a clear distinction between them and muddying the waters with these false charges like ICE is going after immigrant communities. Oh, really? Immigrant communities? Or is it going after specific individuals who have been targeted because they have clearly done something wrong? The county executive, though, do not open doors, remain silent, do not sign, report the raid, and fight back. So what are we to do with illegals? Just let them stay where they are, let them stay in the United States. And taking that one step further, what are you supposed to do? If you don't want ICE to take them and incarcerate them or deport them, what exactly do you want? If you want no punishment for people who break our immigration laws, then de facto, you are in favor of open borders. If there is no punishment because you see there being no crime, then you support open borders. Now, let's say you support open borders. Then the question becomes, well, how many can the United States really absorb? Because if you support open borders, you can't put a number on the dreams that you'd be quashing by putting a number on anything. So presumably, if you support open borders, you must want everybody in the entire world to have the absolute right to come to the United States, legally, illegally, any way they want to. And then I just wonder who is going to support these people. And what is the magic number to come into the United States illegally? Is it 1 million? Is it 100,000? Is it 5 million? Is it 10 million? We could empty Central America. We could empty South America of every single soul. Is that what you want? Is that what you, because again, it just, I don't know any other way to interpret this. I'd like your phone calls, by the way. What is wrong with America right now? As you analyze the situation, as you see all this stuff playing out, as you see the divisiveness, which we can also talk about today, where is this going? It's the same question that I asked before, except this time there is a little bit of a different nuance to it. What is going on in the United States? It seems as though, to me anyway, as though there is this effort to dismantle the United States of America. And one of the ways you dismantle it is by allowing no borders whatsoever, no enforcement of existing border laws, immigration laws. And if you do make it into the United States, you will not be brought to bear for any punishment or any removal by the proper immigration authorities. You know, just walk through this. If you don't want people to be arrested by ICE, if you don't want people to be deported by ICE, then you have decided that nobody should be punished in any way, shape, or form for illegally coming into the United States. If you believe that, you must believe that no crime has been committed. If you believe no crime has been committed, you must support open borders, because open borders means you're not committing a crime by coming into the United States to live. If you support open borders, the next question logically becomes, well, how open should it be and for how long and for how many people? And I am of the belief that there is a large group of people out there. How large, I don't know. But certainly more than one who believe that all of Central and South America should be emptied into the United States. And then how is that going to play out? Exactly how is that going to play out for people here, and especially people here at the bottom of the socioeconomic strata? We're going to have to do away with welfare. We're going to have to do away with Medicaid for the simple reason we won't be able to afford it. Because if these people come in and have no marketable skills whatsoever, and we're talking millions, let's just say 20 million illegals come in. Why not? The more the merrier. 20 million? 50 million? I mean, you can pick a number. Just calculate the population of Central America, South America, and you might as well throw some of the other countries in there for good measure that are coming over to South America and making their way northward toward the border. You might as well throw those guys in, too. So you're looking at tens of millions of people conceivably who want to be in the United States, who are willing to be in the United States illegally, and a portion of our population here that believes that they have the right to be in the United States. Again, I ask you, what do you see going on in the United States of America right now? And the division, by the way, that we talked about on Friday, that's not going anywhere anytime real soon, is it? It is increasing in its ferocity. It is increasing in its frequency. And you've got a lot of people out there. I don't know that the powers that be quite can understand the number of people who are fed up with what is happening right now in America. Immigration is a huge, illegal immigration is a huge issue for them. And you got people who don't want to sit back and let their country being taken over by people who have no legal right to belong in the United States anyway. And then you've also got people in this country who want people to break the laws and to be here illegally without giving any thought whatsoever, so it would seem, to the long-term impact and consequences of such decision-making. Because it doesn't seem informed, nor does it seem to have any eye whatsoever to the long-term and the ramifications. And getting back to it, how in the world could this country afford any social programs for anybody if everybody who comes in is going to sign up for social services? Well, everybody who comes in? Yeah, probably. That's probably what it's going to be. These are poor people who come from destitute and broken countries. And you know what? Life sucks. But we've got the United States of America to guard. We've got the United States of America to take care of. And we've got the United States of America to preserve as it is. And I would kind of like it to see it the way it is, because like many of you, I've done some traveling in my life, and it's always good to get back to the United States. You wouldn't want to live in Venezuela. Even before recent era, you would not want to live in Venezuela. You would not want to live in Mexico. You would not want to live in any number of places I've been around the world that are just not very hospitable places. Even some of the so-called civilized countries, you know, with cities and stuff. You get into the outside of the cities and they're destitute, homeless shanties and shelters and schools that look absolutely impoverished. You wouldn't want that for your kids. But I have to wonder if that is what is coming for your kids. So, divisiveness, the division in America, it is real. And people asking what this country is coming to. What is going on? What is the big picture? And that really is what this is all about, isn't it? What is the big picture? And you cannot, and I have to get back to what we talked about on Friday. I hope you heard it, but if you didn't, I guess this will be new. But you have to wonder how long any society or civilization can endure when you've got a large group of people who are very upset with what is going on right now and who don't want to see President Trump screwed with or his initiative screwed with or his ideas screwed with, and you've got another large group of people that is opposing him every step of the way and opposing the ideas of American sovereignty and none of this globalist nonsense every step of the way, where is this all going? I have to repeat, where is this all going? And what is going on in America right now? Is this a conscious effort to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America? What is this? Because something just doesn't feel right. Something feels incredibly off. Feels off to me. What is going on in America? What do you tell the county executive? I mean, if I were to come on the radio and tell criminals how to avoid apprehension by the proper and duly constituted law enforcement agencies, I'm guessing that my career would be somewhat shortened. My employer would not look upon that very favorably. And yet the Erie County executive, who is running against a woman named Lynn Dixon this November, he puts out a tweet telling people how to do just that. And you don't hear great howls of outrage. Well, you hear some howls of outrage, but not nearly as many as one might think. And this is Erie County. Erie County is a heavily Democrat area. And one would imagine an increasingly left-leaning Democrat area. Maybe I'm wrong. John in West Seneca is first up. John.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with everything you're saying 100%.
I've asked a lot of questions. I don't know that I've made a lot of declarative statements.
Well, I'd like to think of myself as a patriot, first of all, and a family man. And I think that being a patriot is not unlike being a family man, in that you are just taking care of your extended family, which is your country. And as a family man, your job is to take care of your family. That's feed them, clothe them, make sure that they have everything they need before you take care of the kids down the street. And the same thing goes for a patriot. You care about your country. And as to your point earlier, I ask a lot of people, how much do we need to absorb? If we're not a nation of laws and not a nation of borders, if we're an open nation, at what point do we get to the tipping point where we're no longer a nation anymore? And I ask these people, I say, put a big billboard in your front yard that says free home, free room and board, free food, and free health care, and then see how long it takes until your house is no longer your home. And let me know how long that takes, because it won't take long.
Right.
And it's the same principles on a larger scale. And we just cannot take the world's indigence at a rate which we are now and sustain that and still maintain the nation that we are today.
So, John, what isn't making sense to you? Because people that I've talked to, this isn't making sense. I mean, I'm going to tell you what they see this as is an attack on the United States of America and an intentional attempt to destroy this nation.
It absolutely is. The Democrats thrive in chaos. They thrive in situations of divisiveness. If you have these, if they could have fixed this problem already at both sides. And I think at one point, our Republicans were kind of mingling and mixing with the Democrats. It was a murky water where you really could not tell the difference between the two because they were both turning into globalists. And when you have the situation at the border here where you can throw this divisiveness across the country, that's where Democrats thrive, and that's how they regain power, because they can play the race card. They can play the women and children and ripping kids from their families. And you know what? The same thing happens if you commit a crime here and you're an American citizen, you're going to get ripped from your family. It's that simple.
That's right.
So it applies across the country. We're a nation of laws. If you don't believe in the laws and you're a congressperson, fix it. That is your job. Your job is to legislate. You don't like the laws? Stop with the kabuki theater and the MSM-driven hearings and do your job. Create legislation, vote on it, and pass it. But you have to enforce what's on the books until you do.
So what do you tell a county executive who tweets out ways to avoid enforcement of the immigration laws?
Correct.
What do you tell the guy? I honestly don't know what possibly the people can do except vote him out of office.
Exactly. That's all you can do, and the problem is that they know that. And that they're in a situation here where you basically, if you're a Democrat, you're going to get voted in. And they have to play both sides of the field. They're always going to be on the fence, and they're going to waffle. And
would you say that no matter what Poland Carr says, he is going to be reelected as a Democrat in Erie County?
As of right now, yes. Until somebody comes along that no.
Well, he's running against a woman named Lynn Dixon. If you got more to say, hold on. You know, that's a great question too. Is Mark Poland Carr is going to be reelected no matter what, because this is Erie County. Powerly and Bellevue, News Radio 930 WBEN. So, what's wrong in America right now? That is the biggest question that I have, and some of it absolutely ties into what we talked about Friday. I said I was going to carry this over, and I might carry it over for quite some time. What is the division about? Where do you see the sides aligning? The people that I talk to, they're very angry, and they're very frustrated with what is going on in the United States right now. They think the other side is absolutely stark raving mad. They are seeing their own standard of living going down, while at the same time, others are encouraging the impoverished to seek refuge in the United States. And no matter what they say, open borders is a real thing. Because, as I said at the beginning of the show, just walk me through this. If, like Mark Poloncarz, you don't think that ICE has any business rousting people who are here illegally, even those who've had a court date already who might not have showed up for a second court date, well then, if there's no consequence for being here illegally, then it's not a crime. Because it would be a crime without a consequence, and what's the point of having a crime? So you must be in favor of open borders. And if you're in favor of open borders, exactly how many should we let in? But remember, you've already said that you're open borders, so you can't put a limit on it. So the reality is, you really are supporting all of Central and South America fundamentally changing the United States of America by coming here and signing up for the social programs and having a better life here on welfare, social services, and Medicaid than they could ever have back at home. And who wouldn't like those? Who wouldn't like the opportunity? Not only that, but you get to the United States and the welcome mat is going to be laid out for you by a lot of media people, by a lot of people in government, and by a lot of people that my side happens to think are useful idiots. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then you've got a county executive who tweets out that you should avoid ICE, gives you step-by-step directions on how to avoid enforcement of immigration laws if you are illegal with the tweet he sent out on Friday night. Now, the county executive is also an attorney, and I can't get into the New York State Bar Association site for under what circumstances an attorney may be sanctioned, possibly with being disbarred or something else. So if you are an attorney, you've got to call in and tell me, can somebody be disbarred for publicly encouraging people to break the law? Can an attorney be disbarred for publishing stuff that could easily be construed as helping people to avoid the law or avoid law enforcement? I always thought attorneys were officers of the court and had to have a basic respect for other officers of the court, and that behavior like this would not be accepted in the legal world. So if you're an attorney and you're up on your ethics classes, definitely let me know, because I don't, and I can't get into this site because I'm not a lawyer. I figure if I do the Jim Gaffigan voice enough, maybe I'll be on Comedy Greats every other bit. Sorry, little Sirius XM. It's like the Jim Gaffigan channel. Seriously. How about more Artie Lang? Now that I can deal with. Oh, yeah, well, when he had a nose and stuff. Okay, back to the calls. Bill in Eden on WBEN, hello.
Maybe you could do your Sam Kinison impression to kind of get some of the anger that the people are feeling.
I don't do a real good Sam Kinison, but I really like Artie Lang, and I also like Patrice. He's very good.
Well, the problem to me, Tom, seems to be that we have, in general, a strong country from without, so the only way to really destroy it is, like, from within. And there's this whole globalism thing that a few years ago people would think that you were tin hat crazy to bring up something like that, but it seems like in the United States and even in nearby Canada that there are factions and entire political parties, especially liberal party like in Canada or the Democrat Party in the United States, that are intent on doing whatever they can to weaken the country. And like you very well brought up that Governor Lamb piece about, if I want to destroy America, how would I do it?
Yeah, I did that last week.
Yeah, I like that. That was great. So I was following President Trump's tweets. I don't know if you happen to see any of those. I'm sure you've heard.
You mean the racist tweets? And I know they're racist because that's what the headline says. They don't even let you decide for yourself whether you believe they're racist. The headline already says they're racist.
Even on the radio news, which kind of surprised me because I wouldn't expect that it would come out that way. But he actually addressed that in one of them when the president said, "So sad to see the Democrats sticking up for people who speak so badly of our country and who, in addition, hate Israel with a true and unbridled passion. Whenever confronted," and here's the part that really is germane to this, "they call their adversaries, including Nancy Pelosi, racist." So that's one of those words, like the Governor Lamb piece said, that stops, or is intended to stop, all contrary discussion, you know, regarding the point.
Well, I happen to believe that the Trump tweets had everything to do with seeing what the opposition was going to say. I think it was some kind of a psychological operation against the opposition, probably designed to get him called a racist so he could make the Nancy Pelosi comparison, because she too has been called a racist.
Plus, he wanted to bring out, I guess, what they call the squad, those four new members of Congress.
Right.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, and Ayanna Presley, Democrat from Massachusetts. And I heard on Tucker Carlson the other day, they were talking a little bit about that Green New Deal thing, and they were discussing with Saikat Chakrabarty, who's like Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff, and he said, the interesting thing about the Green New Deal is that it wasn't originally a climate thing at all. Do you guys think of it as a climate thing? Because we really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. So basically, if you want to lead more towards socialism and towards the globalist kind of thing, what you'd want to do is bankrupt the country, and it's how much easier than flooding the country with a lot of people that you'd have to have the people that aren't working now end up supporting.
See, something like this, a change like this that is so tectonic, it has to have support from without. It has to have support from people with money, because it just cannot, this is not some organic thing. This has organization behind it. This has power behind it.
And how do you follow the money? Is it more than just like the George Soros kind of guy? Is it someone else?
How do you follow the money? You'd need a forensic accountant. You'd need a team of forensic accountants to figure that out.
Yeah. I saw a quote from Ayanna Presley, too, because I hadn't heard much from her. This is like during her run. She said, I think we're both stating that voting the right way isn't enough. We have to be bold. We have to be disruptive, because they challenge the conventional wisdom and narrative about who has a right to run and also how to run and win. And then she says, people closest to the pain should be closest to the power, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, I don't understand the thinking, and I never will understand the thinking, and it's statements like that that really have a lot of people in this country absolutely baffled and getting angrier. See, people are getting angrier. On my side, on your side, people are becoming angry, and I think they're starting to realize that we are in a struggle for the future of this country. We're in a struggle for the existence of this country as a country the way we know it.
Yeah, absolutely, and do you remember that weather forecast?
And I'm sorry, but I've had, and this is not me. I'm simply reporting what people have said to me. People have said to me, a civil war is inevitable, and God forbid anything happens to Trump, it will be on.
Yeah, that Rochester weather reporter that you had interviewed before, because he misspoke when he was trying to mention the name of a park.
Oh yeah.
Ilhan Omar actually used that very word, describing our black brothers and sisters who are Republican.
Right. Well, she is black, and the rule is if you are black, you can use any word you want, including that word, to describe your own folks.
Okay. Well, it just seems like
a white person cannot do that. We've decided that as a convention in this country. I got to move to some other people, Bill. Thank you. It is Bernadette in Clarence. Bernadette, what is going on in the United States? Give me the answer I should give people when they say, Tom, what's going on in this country?
It is law-abiding versus lawlessness desirable, period. I mean, no matter what we've done as a country, centuries, different wars, civil wars, anything, we've always been able to debate, argue reasonably, hold political races where we vote and our voices go through that and it's decided and we all abide by the law, agreed or not, we understand that's how it is. And today, I don't care what they're discussing, if you break it down, all I see is law-abiding versus those who want lawlessness. They're picking and choosing, and that's never been allowed. When were we able to decide what law we're going to follow? When was it our decision?
Well, prohibition was one example of people not following the law. I mean, that was across all races, across all income levels. People did not agree with prohibition of alcohol in the 1920s, and they broke the law flagrantly and frequently.
And what happened to those who broke it?
Those who broke it, usually the first offenders got a slap on the wrist, and the second offenders got put in the hoosegow.
Exactly. So today, though, it's not like that. Oh, well, now we've got politicians agreeing to break the law blatantly. Break it. I don't understand how they're not being brought up on charges. If you or I got out there and said, yeah, if the police come, no, don't let them in your house, don't abide by a search warrant, whatever, it would be something we have to be held accountable for.
I think Poland Cars didn't say you can't abide by the terms of the warrant. He wanted the warrant slid under the door.
And is that how ICE does it?
Sliding warrants under doors? I don't know. I've never been an illegal.
Right. I don't believe so, but
nor have I had a warrant directed at me anytime recently or in the past.
I'm sorry.
I said nor have I had a warrant directed at me ever.
Well, that's a good thing.
So far.
I don't understand how a politician, elected official, as everybody has been stating, to uphold the Constitution, including the president, uphold the Constitution of the United States, so help them God or whomever they choose, when you are abiding by that oath you take, you are hung out like a criminal. It doesn't make any sense. Everything seems to circle right around to law-abiding versus those who just want absolute anarchy.
How, Bernadette, how frustrated are you? Because the people, and this is not a one-weekend thing. This goes on all the time. I don't exactly hide myself behind a microphone. I am everywhere. Not quite as many places as my friend Booker is, shizzle, shizzle. But I'm out there, and I get people constantly, even though I really don't like talking politics when I'm out there, you know, people will say, hey, I'm on your side. And, you know, I don't understand what's happening in this country. I don't understand how this country can be allowed to be this way. I can't understand how people are allowed to stay here who've got no legal right to be here. But to sum it up, people are frustrated and people are getting really pissed off.
Oh, absolutely. And myself, at a personal level, the daughter of legally immigrated family from Italy, who had to do everything the right way, who everything wasn't given to them, and who wanted to come here to work hard. It affects me on a personal level. I don't understand how you have a country and say anybody can come in. And to your point,
it didn't work very well for the Indians, did it?
Borders. Pardon me?
Didn't work real well for the Indians. You know, people cite the Indians. I love the argument that, well, you shouldn't be here yourself because you're nothing but an immigrant to the Indians. I take the idea that, well, wait a minute, the American Indian is the best single example of why we need tight immigration control and why we need to limit it.
That's a good point. And to another point is, what country in the world has not at some point been conquered, if you will? What new lands haven't been
opened? Well, usually great civilizations fall apart from within.
Yes, and it's happening here. It's happening here, and part of me feels responsible as a Republican, as someone who's, forget even.
Ooh, poop. So what is going on in this country? You look out over our landscape, and what's got you angry? Because I think if there are two emotions that I can definitely say I'm hearing the most of, anger and frustration. And yeah, I'm pretty much out there as far as out and about town. I run into a lot of people, and I hear the same thing over and over no matter where I go. And it boils down to people are frustrated, and people are very, very, very angry. And I just sit there and listen because I don't get into the political stuff when I go out. I'll listen to people sometimes, but that's what I hear. Anger and frustration and confusion. What in the hell is going on, and why is it allowed to continue? If you're somebody who has political power listening to this show, I want to tell you that the people out there on the other side of your radio, they don't understand for the life of them why people who are not supposed to be here are still here. They don't get it. They don't understand how anybody can support people breaking our laws and entering the United States and staying in the United States and then being supported by people in the United States or the politicians or the media in this country. They don't get it, and they're growing increasingly frustrated and increasingly restless with what they see as the dismantling of their country. Here is Kevin in Pendleton on WBEN. Kevin.
Yeah, you know, Bernadette, darling, thank you so much for hitting the nail on the head here. She said herself, as a Republican, she feels a little guilty about it. And you see, my answer to that is that as Republicans, Democrats, or whatever you are, you have to do more than just voting within your party, but without your party, in making the changes so that things like this do not spiral out of control. And hopefully we can fix it. Okay.
Well, I'm getting the sense that people think it is already spiraled out of control. And at this point, trying to put the genie back on the bottle, you might as well forget about it.
Well, you see, it may have to come to something bad. I mean, the war has started. It's a cold war right now. And unfortunately, it may have to get really bad for the change to come. But, you know, you mentioned that, Tom, voting Mark polling cars out, this won't happen with the existing electoral system set up by the duopoly that exists. Have you paid attention within the last week that the Erie County Conservative Chairman is crying because fusion voting may be discarded by New York State? I mean, that same chairman was begging polling cars when he was Erie County Controller to please take our endorsement. So you were right when you said that you're neither Democrat, you're neither Republican nor conservative, or what do you term you use, conservative?
I'm a conservatarian. I'm not a member of the Republican Party. People think I am, but I'm not.
Yeah, and furthermore, Tom, you know, one more thing, too, that they're both the same team, one carrying a D and one carrying an R. They have to accept responsibility into where we are right now. And did you also know just recently, your recently installed New York State Republican chairman is advising and warning citizens of New York State, don't affiliate or anything, or avoid organizations like the caucus I'm involved in, trying to separate ourselves from New York City? You know that? Well, you know, he's chairman right now because guess what? He couldn't get there without downstate Republicans. Do they share our values, Tom, downstate Republicans?
I don't think they do. I don't. Downstate shares very little with upstate.
Yeah.
We have the same flag and the same currency. That's about it.
And that's about it. So, people, stop just voting and start engaging within and without your political parties or whatever. And maybe we can do something about this. But right now, I don't know. Look, Ed Cox right now, he's helping the Trump re-election campaign. Talk about traitors on board. Lord help us.
All right, thank you. It's been a busy first hour. I suspect the busyness will continue all show long. If you guys really want me to, I will reread the piece on how to destroy America, my plan to destroy America. I had more people over the weekend say, oh, that was great. You really need to read that again. So I'll do it. I mean, it's. I'll tell you something. It's good to be out there and among people when you're not on the radio, because you really get a good sense of what people are talking about and what people's concerns are and what people are into. So even though I really don't like talking politics when I'm out, I do enjoy listening sometimes.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.